The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
The looters have no cause that they're fighting for, just trouble. Every day, police officers make great sacrifices to keep our communities secure and safe. In 2018, our police arrested nearly 12,000 people for murder, 25,000 people for rape, and nearly 1.5 million for assault. Very dangerous criminals.
Bar fights.
In many cases, local law enforcement is underfunded, understaffed, and undersupported. 47% of all murders in Chicago and 68% of all murders in Baltimore went without arrests last year.
Huh.
Americans want law and order. They demand law and order. They may not say it. They may not be talking about it, but that's what they want. Some of them don't even know that's what they want, but that's what they want.
I'm sorry. I needed a laugh today. So if you didn't know, that happened today, just maybe an hour or two ago, in the Rose Garden, okay? That happened today. If you didn't know what he was there to talk about, what would you have thought that speech was pro? What would you have thought that speech was selling? Because what it was supposed to be was the Trump administration unveiling an executive order on police reform. But it turned into a I love the police, law and order, and you don't even know that you want it, but that is what we're going to give you. And it's just so amazing how much we need the cops, except that he tells you right in that little clip, which is why I pulled that clip, okay? He tells you in that clip how badly the police suck at their jobs. He tells you that there is a 47% unsolved rate, no arrests made in shootings in certain cities. He tells you about arrests that were made for rape, but he doesn't tell you about the conviction rate, right? And that's because we found out that the conviction rate for rape is so minuscule, it's so low in this country because rape kits just sit on the shelves untested for 30 years. I mean, this was just off the hook. So the president of the United States was supposed to be giving some sort of encouragement, some sort of ballast to police reform that he was going to order. And instead, it just turned into a festival of, I love police. I love them. And if they want to use excessive force, if they want to do unconstitutional policing, well, they have to. Because you people are so freaking violent. And by you people, he means black people. That's why he brings up Chicago and Baltimore. I mean, this was just so unbelievable. So, okay, here's what his executive order, I can't even say here's what it does because it doesn't do anything. It says in this executive order, you know, that they want to encourage information sharing, so that officials can track what he said was a tiny, tiny, teeny, tiny. He actually said tiny, tiny, very tiny fraction. Very tiny fraction of American officers are bad. Well, then I must say we have the most amazing, reporters embedded in our citizenry because, 16 and 15-year-old girls seem to be able to catch all these tiny fraction of very, very bad actors. They just seem to be able to do it. They're pretty amazing, our cell phone users. But there's nothing mandated in here, nothing at all, okay? He wants to encourage information sharing so officials can track an officer who goes from police agency A, gets in trouble, goes to police agency B. No one knows he has a record. No one knows he's in it, right? But it's just to encourage the information sharing to track the officers who have excessive force complaints. If we just briefly remember, you know, a couple of murders ago, right? If we could just briefly remember George Floyd, the officer Chauvin had, what, 19 open brutality complaints against him, excessive use of force complaints against him. And then another officer had 6 complaints, Officer Tao, I think is his name, who stood there like the bouncer. Yeah, so this doesn't do anything about mandating the sharing of excessive force reports or citizen complaints against an officer. No, it doesn't do that. It calls for co-responder programs. Co-responder programs would be that they hire a bunch of social workers and they accompany armed police to non-violent calls involving homelessness or drug and alcohol inebriation. So that would be Rayshard Brooks, right? Instead of an armed police. Yeah, well, this isn't instead of. This is also with an armed officer. And it doesn't mandate it. It just suggests maybe there should be. It's a call for co-responder programs. He bans chokeholds with a giant loophole, with a giant loophole, and it's pretty sad.
As part of this new credentialing process, chokeholds will be banned.
Except
if an officer's life is at risk.
Mm.
And I will say we've dealt with all of the various departments and everybody said it's time. We have to do it. Additionally, we're looking at new advanced and powerful, less lethal weapons to help prevent deadly interactions. New devices are being developed all the time and we're looking at the best of them.
He's looking at the best of them. There is nothing included in here about any of these things. And just let me let you know that this executive order has no punishment associated with unconstitutional police practices. You can't fire an officer. You can't demote an officer. You can't truly convict an officer. You can't sue an officer. You can't do any of those things still in this executive. So this is a big nothing burger is what this is. There's no there. There's nothing there. But of course, he couldn't get off the stage without trashing Barack Obama. He just couldn't.
President Obama and Vice President Biden never even tried to fix this during their 8-year period.
Oh, God.
The reason they didn't try is because they had no idea how to do it. And it is a complex situation.
Oh, yeah, it's complex.
Beyond the steps we are taking today, I am committed to working with Congress on additional measures. Congress has started already. And they'll be having bills coming out of the Senate and possibly out of the House.
What?
And hopefully they'll all get together and they'll come up with a solution that goes even beyond what we're signing today. But this is a big, big step, a step that hasn't been taken before.
He just can't not lie. He just can't not lie. He cannot do it. 62 U.S. attorneys put out a letter today that explicitly explain that he lied right there, that Barack Obama, 62 U.S. attorneys, worked with advocacy groups, victims, community groups, and police to hold individual officers accountable to implement department-wide reforms. 14 police agencies that were flagged for unconstitutional police, a pattern and practice of policing in an unconstitutional way, they were issued consent decrees. What does that mean? It means the federal government could sue them. Guess who reversed it? Guess who banished those dissent? Yeah. The Trump administration, it was the very first attorney general, Jeff Beauregard Sessions. He reversed all those consent decrees. The man just, and the House just put out a massive reform bill. What's wrong with him?